cliffcentral.com.
So I want to speak to somebody who I feel has the right message for us. And this is the kind of message we should all be spreading around at the moment. Instead of complaining and making things worse, let's find a way to make things a little bit better. And in order to help us get our minds right on this, we're going to speak to Yatish Nasi. So Yatish is probably known to people in the advertising business more than anything else, but he is the Chief Experience Officer at Grid. And I'm very excited to speak to him. Yatish, you've started a campaign here, which I think a lot of people want to be a part of. First of all, morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very cold, but good. How are you?
Yeah, nice to see you, man. Listen, I just love the fact that there are people who are doing positive things and who are trying to get the rest of us thinking that way, because we need to. This is our home. This is our part of the world. Everyone in the world is going through some difficulty at the moment. We don't need to feel sorry for ourselves. We need to find ways to project positivity out to those who need it the most. And we need to lift ourselves up and do what this country always does. Be as resilient as we are, be as strong as we are, be as positive as we can be at our best. Let's get that going. And you've started a campaign called This Is Not Us, right? Tell us about the campaign.
Sure. So, I mean, initially, I guess it started pretty much the way you described, right? We were all sort of sitting around, you know, you're in countless meetings and you're watching, you're literally watching the world burn outside, right? And you're seeing all these messages come through in various groups and bits and pieces. And I guess, you know, as the sort of communication fraternity, what was really, really clear to us was, I mean, I don't know if you guys experienced it, but, you know, I have a lot of family in Durban, a lot of friends in Durban. I'm from there originally. And Durban is probably the hardest hit, right?
Definitely.
And so a lot of the messages and stuff coming through, you know, I mean, the reality is you could sense the undercurrent very quickly, move from frustration to there were elements of racism kicking in again. There were elements of hate speech kicking in. Some of the messages being banded about were just, you know, they were starting to stoke the wrong emotions. And so, you know, to be honest, there were some messages between some clients and ourselves, and we kept, I suppose, talking to each other over the next few days to go, what could be done? And what was obvious to us was the lead up to Mandela's birthday. It was in Mandela month.
Yeah.
And so we very quickly rallied to go, look, we've got to just get something out there that just plugs the hole for now, right? That just gets people to stop and think, just stop for a second.
Right,
which is where we did the This Is Not Us piece, and it was, you know, it was opportune for the time. It was the right message, but you know, as soon as we got that out, we sort of grouped together as a team and went, that's not enough.
Yeah,
it's very easy to describe what we're not. What's going to become really important in the months and maybe even years to come is defining who we are. And so it was very easy for us to then pivot to say, look, that's not us. So what is us? And we've sort of pivoted to the idea of this is us, which we think, you know, if the one was really tactical for South Africa, to get things to stop, that this is strategic, right? And this is really about reforging national identity.
Well, there's nothing wrong,
arguably, over the next few years.
There's nothing wrong with first determining what you are not, and I think that's exactly what you're talking about. Before you can start to define yourself and you start to, you know, kind of come up with your identity as a nation, and we've struggled with this as South Africans for a long time, you know, because we really are a very diverse and very nuanced and interesting place, and that's to our credit. That's not a bad thing. If we were all homogenous and easy to put into one category, sure, we'd probably be a much more united and simple nation, and we'd be a bit of a caricature like so many nations in the world are. But the fact that we have all this diversity and we have all this difference in South Africa is actually a major strength. It's a powerful value to have. It is just difficult to define, and unfortunately, when times are tough, people revert to kind of tribal and backward and quite primitive instincts. And when you're angry and when you're feeling threatened, that's just how people behave. In fact, you could even say that was true for all the rioters and the looters, is that they were going back into some dark place where you know, we pretend that we're better than that some of the time. And then when things like this happen, we obviously realize that we're not much better than it. And then the people who are impacted by that, we were just talking about the situation in Alex now, where people can't go to the shops yet because there aren't any shops open yet. So they have to leave Alex and go far away to get their groceries. So obviously those people are going to be impacted very negatively too. You've got to get out of that though and start to look to the horizon. There are 60 or 70 million of us in this country who have to make it through the next couple of days. Not only the next couple of days, but that we have to have a vision for the next few years. And what is that going to be? It's got to be something good, right? Otherwise, why bother? No one wants to wake up in a place that's worse tomorrow than it was today. And I believe that this country has enormous opportunities and potential. I'm sure you do too.
Yeah, you know, in fact, we drew a little graph almost as a one-pager to summarize what we thought needed to be done. And it went from what we call health of the nation to wealth of the nation. Right? Because, you know, so much of what we're dealing with, you know, to your point, there is anger, there is frustration, there is the emotional aspect. But at its core, it is an economic challenge, right? It is a challenge for sort of sustained equality. You know, unless you address those big underlying gaps, you know, we can sing kumbaya all you like. And I think in the advertising fraternity, we default to that, right? We default to messages of unity and messages of positivity, and they're important.
Well, I saw an ad.
But what's becoming clear, yeah.
To your point, sorry, Yatish, I saw an ad for, I think, Brand South Africa or whatever. They put like Nkosi Sikelele under the, you know, they play Nkosi Sikelele or choir's version of that. And then they've got people doing all the cleaning up the next day and all that stuff. And those kind of messages, they work for a day. You go, oh, yeah, of course, this is the country we are. But they don't have long-lasting impact. And eventually they become a little bit twee and people go, ugh, I'm being propagandized to. So it's a hard line to walk, right?
Very, very. I mean, we set out four things, you know, that we thought needed to happen, right? The first was that we needed to aggregate and amplify, because to your point, there's a lot of great efforts, but could we collect all of them? That was really important to us. The other thing which we said was critical was what we call to become a platform of understanding, right? And it'll make sense for you guys, I guess, is we spoke about journalistic integrity. So this is us, yeah. Is the shop owner who's got looted. It's also the guy who did the looting. You know, those are both South Africans. So there is us in both of those realities. Often we found, if you look through footage, if you look at opinions and you look at pieces coming through, the people who looted are sometimes the people doing the cleaning. and I don't think that's because they're good or bad people, right? It's clearly there are circumstantial issues at play. So us, to your point, is very diverse. This is us is not just an identity of, like, you know, good, resilient people. There are people with all sorts of challenges, and recognizing who we are is going to be critical to moving forward. So a platform of understanding we thought was critical. Yeah. To become a symbol for positive action. So we thought action, not messages. And again, in advertising, we go to Adland quite quickly, tell good messages. Uh-huh. But what we really wanted to do was be a sign of action. It's if you did something,
right,
you could say, this is us. Not, this is what I want to do. This is what I've done. And then the last one, and in some ways, I hate to say this, but in some ways, it's like we're crowdsourcing Brand South Africa here. Mm-hmm. What's happening is, this is something I feel Brand South Africa should be doing, but we're seeing members of the public do it. And yeah. And I think, yes, you know, Jay Naidoo said something similar in his open letter, which is to say, it's happening at grassroots. You know, I think we've all recognized that we can't look to government to do everything. And South Africans are great at that. We get on with stuff anyway. So this is really a way to collect all the getting on with stuff.
I love that.
And sort of, yeah.
So what's the next evolution of the campaign? Because so far, everything you say seems to resonate. And I just love this point that you make now, right at the end of this question. You said South Africans are stepping up and filling the gap. And I've seen so many really cool groups started on social media. And normally social media is a place that doesn't help. It makes things worse. But it is interesting that there are people who are, you know, starting groups like Rebuild South Africa, Start Good Community Initiatives. There are a whole lot of people who are doing incredible things at a community level. And again, as you say, not just communicating, not just saying it, but doing it. which is something we've realized we have to do for ourselves. No one's going to do that for us. The politicians can't do it for us. Corporate South Africa can't really do it for us. You have to do it for yourself. And what we've learned in all of this, and I think it's a positive message, is just how amazingly deep South African resilience goes. How communities have stood together, how people have managed to come together at a time like this and support each other. We've reestablished supply lines. We've reestablished law and order in some communities. And all of that didn't come from the top down. It came from the bottom up. That's powerful stuff, right? Where does the campaign go from here?
So, you know, when we conceived it, I think we set up quite a lengthy role, you know, to that point of going from health to wealth of nation. And so initially we spoke about just trying to collect positive stories and sort of get that starting to sort of push forward. What we thought was always going to be really critical about that holder of This Is Us is that everything you spoke about represents a different facet of the action going on, right? Mm. So something like Rebuild, which is tremendous, really resonates with one part of the community. But then we've seen other comments from some youth particularly say things like, what do you mean rebuild? It was never built for me to begin with. You should start building. So what you're going to start to find and what our intention is to represent all the facets of the challenge, because, you know, hashtag rebuild, This Is Us, or we're staying, This Is Us, or corporates can come on board and put their piece, This Is Us. Sure. So we think over time what this should be doing is really aggregating all these efforts, and it can almost demonstrate the full length and breadth of what society is. But to answer your question more directly in terms of next steps, you know, where we are at the moment is we've managed to get a tremendous amount of support from some of the corporates, even though I know you say they're not the solution. In some ways, we do need them.
We need them, private citizens. They're not going to do it on their
own. We always need them.
What I'm saying is that we can't, as ordinary citizens anymore, look to government and
rely on them
and big business to do everything. I mean, they're not going to save you. You have to stand up. You have to be counted. Pumi always says this on the Burning Platform every week. She says, you know, it's up to you. You are the person who's going to save you. Nobody else.
Well, it's like, you know, I always love that saying, you know, you're not stuck in traffic, you are traffic, you know. And so, you know, in many ways, you know, if we all sit on the sidelines and go, South Africa's broken, like, we're South Africa, you know. That, to your point, the buck stops here. So in terms of our next steps, I think, you know, what we're working furiously on is sort of gathering as much momentum as we can within corporate and private, and really setting this thing up for, you know, probably the biggest role I think it's going to have in the years to come is at some point we're going to have to reopen tourism. I mean, sheesh. We're going to have to reopen ASAP. For investment. Yeah. And in that event, you know, This Is Us is going to be something else. We're going to have to say, this is our culture. This is our natural resource. This is our people. This is our hospitality. You know, we're going to have to reintroduce ourselves to each other and the world.
I love it.
And that's a really important piece for this to do.
I love it. Yatish, keep doing this good work. We need people pushing the positive messages out there, and we need people getting everybody to rally behind something meaningful. Because as you say, there are lots of people with lots of different opinions at this point. Corona has turned us into monsters in some ways, and we need to now find our way out of it, because this is not how we want to be forever. And we can't have a country, a sustainable country, that continues down the path that we've been on for the last little while. So let's find a better way. And I'm sure we can do it. I'm absolutely convinced that with the backing of the smart people in the corporate world, with the backing of people who understand how messaging works in the advertising world, and with ordinary citizens rallying behind important causes, I think we can easily get ourselves to where we need to be. I love it. Well done to you guys. Very, very nice stuff.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks cool. for the time.
There we go. That's Yatish. He decided to start this campaign, and I think it's terrific. Yatish Nasi, and he's at Grid, who are really cool. They do some amazing work, and well done to them for getting involved in this. CliffCentral.com.